Relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
Show me a movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male. The female of the species is more deadly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the More Deadly Podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me tonight is someone I assume is a fucking traitor.
Rude.
It's Ariel.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Also joining us is friend of the show, former friend of me, I fear, by the end of this episode, and the ultimate twihard. It is the one and only Larry. Here's Johnny.
Horror films by women and timeless epic romances.
Would you say four films by women?
Huh?
Did you say four? Four films
no,
by women?
You said horror films directed by women, and I said not just horror, but timeless, epic romances.
This is troubling. This is why we don't have a country anymore. All right, let's...
Opinions like this, ruining everything.
Yeah. If this is a timeless romance, we are in trouble as a species, and I mean our ability to reproduce, because... No, you know what? No, it's too early in the show.
You'll get there eventually.
We'll get there eventually. So, first of all, thank you, Larry, for joining us. I know we're like starting off. I started hot, right? So let's take it down a notch. Thank you so much for joining us. This is something that we've been talking about doing for a long time. And what are we doing tonight, Larry? Tell us what's the tea.
We are tackling the romance that swept the nation. The book that inspired so many others to try to do the same, launched the careers of two of America's best actors.
One of them's British, but okay.
True.
So and, 0 for 3 so far. Keep going.
And has just spawned countless memes that make me happy. And as you have seen, the Instagram reels are endless and plentiful.
I know. I can't click on them anymore. You have broken my carefully curated algorithm.
You're welcome.
My Instagram reels used to be nothing but like cat videos, hiking, and like densely caloric foods. Like, it was everything I wanted in life. And now it's just wall-to-wall fucking weirdos who are obsessed with Twilight.
I know Devin has been very grateful because usually I show her the Twilight ones that make me laugh.
So Rachel's taken some pressure off Devin.
She has.
All right, sister solidarity. I'm doing this for you, Devin.
And I am here. I am repping my shirt that I bought for Rachel at our last visit in California. And I have my Twilight stuff behind me. We have first editions of all the books.
Wait, are you serious? You got first editions of all of them?
I have first editions of all the books.
How hard can that be? I don't know. You open any dumpster, you're going to find a set.
I have my Edward action figure in my shirtless Jacob action figure from New Moon.
Uh-huh. Does the action figure just creepily stare at teen girls?
I have is that the action he does? This is the skin of a killer Bella candle.
Oh my God. Amazing.
You work money. You bartered portions of your life to earn the money that was used to purchase these items.
And I have Bella, Where the Hell Have You Been, Loca candle.
Oh, I was going to ask if you had something with that phrase.
Is that in this movie?
No, it's in one of the other ones.
No, that's the second one.
Because I didn't remember it, but I could have fugued out.
For my anniversary, I got the Cullen House Lego set, and I haven't finished it yet because I have a child, but I do have
a child.
Her truck.
I have her truck, and then I have Bella holding her apple.
Very cute.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but that apple is her virginity.
It is. Thank you for pointing that out. I
deep
would not
symbolism
understood.
Is happening in this. That apple is her.
And yes, Ariel and I may have talked, and we have ways to make sure that Rachel
collusion.
Actually may have. We want to ensure that Rachel actually watched this film and absorbed it.
Yes.
So we will be making
you
sure
didn't,
you
like,
did
watch
that.
It on 2x speed while also on your phone the whole time, which is what we suspect you did. So
I did not do that. Exactly.
Well, we will find out.
It was 1.7 speed, 7.5 speed.
Ariel and I have determined that we will find out how much you retained. And if we don't think you did a good faith effort, then we think we have a quorum to enforce a punishment.
I'm gonna enlist. We have some excellent commenters in the chat, and if we're building a quorum, I'm gonna be enlisting the people who are a part, just as much a part of the show as we are. And I find it upsetting, Ariel, that you would dismiss their role on the show. It's actually quite insulting. I would never do that.
Overruled this time.
As an accredited reviewer, as someone who wants to get more Dudley, you know, Rotten Tomatoes certified, I think that it should be expected that you should be able to retain the information from the film you watched last night, less than 24 hours ago.
I agree. God. Come on.
I felt like I was doing it for 24 hours. That's amazing that it was 24 hours ago. I just want to say that the library is open. Semantichrist has spoken. He says, I am impressed by Larry's level of obsessive fetishism.
Honestly, I kind of am too. I heard there were like some bed sheets involved in this.
I know.
Collection.
Are there bed sheets that I'm going to have to sleep on when I'm in that room?
I haven't. I have found some, but they were so expensive. I also found an Edward body pillow.
Well, but that until must be you, purchased.
But until you buy the ticket to come, I'm not spending the money on that. But it will be here when you arrive.
Do you think that's going to inspire me to buy a ticket?
Yes, you need to do
you
this.
You know I'm going to like immediately fart on his face, right? Like that is
fine,
the first
but
thing
I'm going
to
need
to
do. You're going to have to like sneak into the room while Rachel is sleeping all like cuddled up with Edward and take photos, which we can blackmail her later.
I think what you should actually do with it is like Elf on a Shelf style, just move him around the room when I'm sleeping so that when I wake in the night, there is a ox,
stalker,
like a multi fucking, like, you know, centuries, years older than me, man staring at me while he's
He is refined. He has.
He's refined his grooming skills.
He's not grooming.
He's 100% a groomer.
I disagree. That's true love.
He's 118 years old.
I'm calling. Yeah.
Once you hit 100, really once you hit 100, it resets. I spoke about this with Lydia's godparents, who and Ada, Dr. Surgeon Scher.
This is real grass on the field logic that you're rolling out right now. This is upsetting. We're gonna. This is a losing argument for you.
Godparents to find out what their belief in grooming is, like whether it would be, are you saying it would be okay if this happened to Lydia in a few years?
No. Steven said that it was grooming. He said something very similar to you, Rachel, but me and Ada argue that after you hit 100, the clock restarts. So you're back.
Something happens 18. To your brain and you revert back. Uh-huh. Sound logic. Can't argue with that.
18.
Semantichrist. Says him being 8 years older doesn't make it any less disturbing. Concur. Like they are hanging out at high schools to pick up chicks. I remember those guys. They were not the heroes. They were not the romantic leads. All right, but you know what?
We're getting ahead of
ourselves for the review. Yeah. You're getting a little amuse-bouche for those of you at home of what the rest of this night is about to look like. So, do we have any updates from you, Ariel? You know, we like to hear about. I mean, this is a perfectly on theme, right? Because this is sort of like supposedly, sort of like Mormon abstinence porn, and you are in the land.
Oh boy.
Allegedly. I think that has been done by big media to try to discredit the work of Stephenie Meyer.
Uh-huh. Okay, you are the RFK Jr. of Twilight. Ariel, back to you. The library's gonna be open all night tonight, I can already tell.
No, I don't have anything interesting to report this week. Sorry, okay. Things have been pretty boring here.
Well, how about this? Okay. Do you have anything you want to plug? Have you done anything, any shows recently?
Oh, yeah, sure. A couple of things. One, I joined Rachel on Bloody Good Horror, where we reviewed Strangers Chapter 2. So that was interesting. I was forced to watch that movie.
So I saw the first Strangers and I saw the second, and I was not a fan of the second. Does it get any better? Like, the first one's one of my favorite scary movies ever.
So this is kind of like a reboot of the whole thing. They did one last year, and this is the second one. I didn't see the first one, but the second one was no bueno.
Okay, I'll just watch the first one then. Just stick to the original.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation, unless the third one like comes in clutch next year. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to watch. The third one's filmed. It's done. It's coming early next year. We're going to watch it. So we'll let you know if it's kind of like.
Worth doing. But we had a good conversation. The first one's just so scary. So.
Is it even scary?
No.
No.
Not at all.
What a bummer.
No, but it does. I really like the lead actress in it. She plays Cherry Blossom on the show, the Archie show.
Riverdale.
Thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed her. For reasons we don't need to go into. But I enjoyed her.
And then I also went on Dads from the Crypt. So by the time this episode comes out, that episode will be out. And I reviewed VHS Halloween with them. Rachel and I talked about that one last week. And then I reviewed it again with them. And it was a really fun conversation. And we had a good time. And there were some spicy hot takes about Home Haunt. So I encourage everyone to tune in.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm definitely going to have to listen because, you know, that's the one directed by my queen, Micheline Pitt.
I know.
Just for the record, once again, I am adorned in her designs. It wasn't on purpose.
It just happened because like, you have that much
It's just
of it
most
in your closet.
Of my wardrobe at this point. So, like, if I have on, if it's not like yoga pants and a horror movie t-shirt, it's probably something that she's like.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, well, everybody definitely go check that out. You know, we love Dads from the Crypt, and we love BGH, and we hope you guys are enjoying their shows as well. Lots of great spicy conversations on there. Well, what do you say we move towards getting into the review?
But yes,
before we do that, Ariel, in case someone is new here, some Twilight fan who has made it past that intro, which is none of
highly
them.
Highly unlikely.
How do we handle spoilers on this here podcast?
Okay, so eventually we are going to spoil this whole movie. All of Twilight will be spoiled. But first, Rachel's going to give you, or no, Larry is going to give you a synopsis. I'm going to tell you about the director and the making of the movie. We're going to give you some non-spoiler thoughts, and then Rachel will drop a warning before we get all the way into it. And you can watch this just about anywhere, so anywhere you can rent movies on VOD, you can get your hands on Twilight if you want to watch it first.
40th anniversary this year.
Yep.
I know. What I've been going to the movies a lot because I've been going to these like Regal special screenings, and there's so much Twilight shit in the theaters. It's wild. It's wild. I'm like, I got into like the worst time machine. Like, it's not dinosaurs. It's not finding out who was on the grassy knoll. It's just Twilight posters everywhere I look.
Going back to when I was 14. How old were you, Rachel?
114, which means I've gone all the way around again, and I'm now appropriate.
Rude. I'm quickly going to jump ship from your side of this team if you keep that
up. You see what he's trying to do? He's trying to, like, barbarian me. You see this, Ariel? Female solidarity, you and me, right? Right? Sisters to the end, right?
Yes, of course.
All right.
I just might have to take a little break, a couple of points during this episode. Just saying. That's all.
That is so wild to me. It is so fucking wild to me. I'm actually profoundly intrigued. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I get why you don't like candy corn. You're wrong, but I get it. Don't understand. Like, so I'm delighted and intrigued to find out where we differentiate from one another on our very obvious correct answer. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll get into all of that. Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.